Constructing and scripting a successful and commercial magic act that integrates with the Enigma system. Way back in the 50s, I was a young man, obsessed with magic. My magic consisted of tricks purchased from Davenports, linking rings, rice bowls, pom-pom sticks, evaporated milk jug, etc., etc. Many magicians seem to think that any group of random magic tricks can be built into an act. When we start to learn magic, we learn as many tricks as possible that come our way. During the early stages of learning magic, we don't think about performing a magic act, we concentrate on just performing great tricks. It's only once that we acquire a good range of tricks that we begin to think about how to link the tricks together. But by then it's too late. We have spent our time collecting random tricks, and now have a chaotic collection of magic with no common thread. I had no mentors or magic clubs to guide me. No videos. And few books. I was only really interested in buying of the shelf items that could be quickly mastered and performed. I performed at Village Hall concert shows and was in demand for children's parties. My performances were not scripted and my shows were listed on scraps of paper that showed the order that I would perform each miracle. Times have changed. Magicians now have clubs, videos, books, and TV, and such shows as Penn and Telefoolers, to draw inspiration from. The Enigma system requires a performer to have a structured act, with a certain amount of scripting. I personally believe that a rigidly scripted act is not necessarily a good thing, however it is a good discipline to have a set script for certain tricks and in some cases necessary. For instance, the card routine, Sam the Bellhop, requires that you stick to the script. Rope routines benefit from being scripted. However, it would be impossible to tightly script a children's show, as most of the fun come from the unpredictable things that happen during the performance. This does not stop you from tightly structuring your show, the music, the effects, the lighting and the gags. Enigma works on a pre-programmed timeline that sets of effects such as card fountains, bubble machines and robots. I know what you are thinking. What happens if something occurs that affects the continuity of my act, or if I want to milk a certain trick that is getting an exceptional reaction? Will this screw up the remaining performance off-timed effects or sounds on the timeline? Enigma allows you to add pauses onto the timeline that be can programmed to pause the animation at a time where you might need to include some ad hoc action. For instance, a certain point you might want to interact with the audience, some jokes, or you might bring somebody up on stage, this cannot be timed. So at your pause point you are free to continue your show without the timeline running. Your remote will restart the timeline whenever it is suitable for you. Another alternative is to use the remote to pause the timeline, this can be done at any time. And is especially handy for pausing the timeline prior to an effect such as a card fountain, or flash pot. Let's say you are performing a routine with a soundtrack your timeline has enabled, such as some background music to a silk fountain. At the end of this routine you can pause the timeline. Your next action on the timeline is to activate the card fountain. When required, just click the remote and the fountain will activate. You could then have a pre-planned pause inserted onto the timeline prior to your next requirement. It might be a new music track that's starting at the same time as a bubble machine activates. Now you can see the importance of having a structured show. Many successful, professional magicians don't work on act structure, and that's okay. You can very easily continue to perform unassociated tricks and get great reactions. I would suggest that your magic will be getting a great response despite the lack of a theme, rather than because of it. A little thought into act construction will lift the performance to a new level, leaving the spectators amazed at your magic, and feeling that they have seen something greater than the sum of its individual parts.